A lot has been made, guys, this week about Jacob Trouba. You know, he's finished his season with the University of Michigan, playing for Red Barons in there.
Yep.
And people are wondering, you know, what does that mean? There was some speculation that Trouba may opt to sign with the Winnipeg Jets, and it's kind of been, the topic's kind of been mum. You know, Gary Lawless was on TSN last night on the TSN Jets talking about the possibilities, and I want to kind of break down for the listeners some of the details, what encompasses a move to the National Hockey League and what the options are for Jacob Trouba, because it's a little bit confusing, and I think people are a little bit confused, and as am I, about what would happen if this, or what would happen if that. So I guess we'll break it down kind of point by point. And the first thing to break down is Jacob Trouba has played 1 year in college, okay? He has the option of returning to the NCAA. He has 4 years of eligibility there. He has the option of doing that. That is one option. Number two is he can leave the NCAA and play in the CHL. I believe the Kitchener Rangers have his rights. Mm-hmm. Now, if a player signs or leaves the NCAA and plays in the CHL players, while they're paid very little, are still paid. And once you play in the CHL, you are then disqualified from ever playing in the NCAA again. So if Jacob Trouba leaves college to go to the CHL, he cannot opt to go back to college. I mean, he can go back to college, but he can't play in the NCAA. So he becomes disqualified.
Richie, we should mention just one thing really quickly about that NCAA to CHL route. It's not a very common route. For most players, as you guys know, that sign up to play college hockey, most of the time they'll play the full 4 years. But there have been guys in the past that have gone that route, and it's usually after their first year. That's important. Usually you don't see guys play 3 years of college, then play in the CHL. I think Adam Henrique did that.
Adam Henrique played for Windsor. No, I think Mike Comrie did that with Michigan.
Mike Comrie.
Kootenay, I believe it was. I forget exactly where he played in the WHL.
It's usually if you don't like your development path that you're taking.
And there are some people who lead you to believe that teams pressure players to make that decision to play more games, whatever it may be. I want to hear your opinion, by the way. We want to hear your opinion. And tweeting at Illegal Curve, you can give us your thoughts on what Jacob Trouba will do, should do, whatever you think.
The Jets have said that they will not talk to Trouba until he talks to them, for the record.
I'm not sure what that really means.
Well, that's their statement.
Now, if Jacob Trouba goes to the CHL, once he plays in the CHL, he cannot then play in the AHL until he's either accrued 4 years in the CHL, which wouldn't be possible at this point because
or 20.
You can't play in the CHL past being 20.
Right.
And he's already 19.
Yep.
Or you have to be 20 years old by December 31st of that year to play in the AHL. So let me simplify it. Mark Scheifele can't play in the CHL this year because he's not 20. So for example, if you're
regular season.
Right. Right. And we'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
So if you're if Mark Scheifele is a 1994 birthday, in theory, I don't remember what his birth year is. If you're a 1994 birthday, you can't play in the AHL until the 2014-2015 season. So anything before that, you cannot play. And that's not in the NHL CBA. That is a contract between the CHL and the NHL. So people need to realize that. So a player then, so Trouba can't go from the NCAA to the CHL and then to the AHL. Now there is an exception to that rule. CHL players, if you follow, CHL players can play in the AHL after the CHL season is over.
Right.
Even though they're under 20.
Right.
So, for example, I believe this would be the case with Cody Hodgson with the Manitoba Moose. He was in the OHL, and he joined the Moose for their stretch run to the Calder Cup final against Hershey, and he played in a few games.
Then he was called up by the Canucks for the playoffs.
Right.
And that can happen with Trouba as well. Basically, what that means, Richie, to interject here really quickly, Trouba, if he signs a amateur contract, not an entry-level it's still an entry-level contract,
right,
and goes and decides to play with Kitchener, which we don't know if that's going to happen, but it's an option, and play with the Ice Caps until the playoffs, until the season's over. Until the CHL season's over, and he goes and plays for the Ice Caps.
And one thing to note is, that's a great way to put it. One thing to note is that doesn't cut into his eligibility.
Right.
Okay? It doesn't cut into his eligibility. Now, another option he has is to leave the NCAA, sign with the Jets, and actually play in the AHL. because the AHL and the NCAA don't have a contract. They don't have an agreement like the CHL and the NCAA do. Now, it's quite rare. Players generally stay in the NCAA, as you mentioned, Ezzie, longer because they like the college experience and what comes along with that. But he actually has that option. Now, it's hard to figure out exactly what the ramifications are of him playing in the AHL. Now, he has to sign to play in the AHL, to leave the NCAA, and for Jacob Trouba to play in the AHL. He has to sign either an entry-level contract with the Winnipeg Jets or an amateur tryout contract, which would essentially allow him to play in the AHL for the end of this year, and then he would start his clock next year on his entry-level deal. But yet, as far as I can tell, and based on the wording of the CBA, and this is the previous CBA, we don't have the updated CBA because there's only a memorandum of understanding out. From what we can gather, the Jets can also sign him to an entry-level contract, play him in the AHL, if, of course, he agrees. And his AHL games, as far as I can tell, and I correct me if I'm wrong, and people can correct me if I'm wrong, will not count towards his entry-level contract, and he would start next year afresh on the beginning of the first year of a three-year deal. Now, one stipulation is his fourth option is, of course, signing out of the NCAA with the Jets. He has to play in 6 games, that's regular season and playoffs, for his first year of his entry-level deal to kick in. Now, that would kind of be his motivation, you'd assume. Is you want to, and the reason, to explain to the listeners, the reason you want to get rid of an entry-level year, if you're Trouba, is that means you're a year closer to being an RFA, and you're a year closer eventually to free agency, and you get arbitration rights a year earlier, because you get arbitration rights after 4 years in the National Hockey League. So everything, you know, speeds up for him. And that's something that he would want to do. So the Jets, 6 games total. So if they played him 3 games in the regular season and 3 games in the playoffs, that's a year of his entry level. Now, usually that's 10 games. But because of a 48-game season, this year it's only 6 games, which is what you saw. Mark Scheifele only played 4. He could have played 5, but he only played 4. David?
Well, it's interesting because a lot of the college coaches from the last lockout were wanting to have this change for this lockout, because part of the problem was that players were playing until, you know, late in the college season, and then they would come into they would want to sign with the NHL, but they might not commit till too late. And so what the college coaches wanted instituted was like a June 15th deadline, because what that would do is it wouldn't give them a hole in their roster to try and get a player for July or August. So it's interesting, but from a player's point of view, why would you do it? Well, because you want to get rid of that, you know, your entry level contract year. So if you can eliminate one extra year, why wouldn't you do it? Of course you're going to do it.
And they call it a slide. That's how it's quote unquote slide is how it's termed in the CBA. What happens is if you don't play 6 games, then your contract slides to next year and you start anew. So it's very confusing. I think just look at it from both perspectives. If you're Jacob Trouba, you want to sign. Now, if you're essentially guaranteed, whether it's on paper or not, likely not, but a handshake deal, that you're going to play at least 6 games. Because if not, then if you sign and don't, maybe you want to go back to college. That option's out the window. And so you're leaving in that option. Now, if you're the Jets, and somebody tweeted at us, a listener tweeted at us, you know, does the Hainsey issue affect the Trouba issue? Well, it may very well. Now, Trouba's a right-side defenseman on a team that has a fair amount of right-side defensemen. But if you're the Jets, you have to take that into account. So you have to weigh, what does he provide to you? What is the cost-benefit of burning an entry-level year? And it's a difficult decision. And Izzy, I don't know if it's one that... I don't know if it's one that the Jets are willing to make right now in the heat of the playoff race based on the ramifications down the road.
So intriguing, though. You've got a guy that just... had an unbelievable first year at the University of Michigan. He won the best defenseman at the World Junior Championships, winning a gold for the United States. And by all accounts, from any scout that we've talked to, he's a steal at number 9. Chevy has a steal at number 9. And when you factor in that he has to make a decision whether or not he wants to finish his college career or go right to the NHL, because the way it looks right now, he could possibly crack the top 6 for the Jets next year. And sure, Hainsey factors into it, but I think that really, if at this point, if he wants to start his NHL career and sign his name on an NHL contract, it's quite possible that he'll be in the NHL next year.
I should say the Jets, you know, are willing to make the decision. It's just going to be a tough decision. But as you make a great point, and Red Barons and his coach says he's ready. It's not really a question of whether or not he's ready.
It's like Dave Minuk when Drew went to Columbia for his honeymoon. Dave was ready to go. Dave was ready to be on here for four shows.
There are countless options, and we're going to find out what exactly Jacob Trouba and the Jets decide. Or as Dave mentioned, Truba's going to be in the driver's seat there before the Jets make that decision, because his cap is going to contact the Jets first. Just another storyline in an interesting Winnipeg Jets season.